Hi, I'm Siobhan, your sales how-to gal, bringing you the tip of the month. Last month, we talked about not interrupting the close. I want to continue that because at the end of the episode, I said not to close at all, to let the prospect do the closing. Over 3,000 people have listened to that episode, and a couple of you emailed me and said, Siobhan, don't I have to ask for the business? My answer is, not explicitly you don't. I mean, you and the prospect have been talking about this engagement for days, weeks, sometimes even months. If they don't know that you're selling something and what that something is, then what has been the content of those conversations? Seriously, if you've been asking questions about the status quo, its impact on the prospect, their time frame for addressing the issue, and what they'd like to see in an engagement, do you really have to say, I'd like you to sign on as a client today? No. You might say something else, such as, have I answered all your questions? Or, are you satisfied that the proposed solution will meet your needs? You are? Then how would you like me to proceed? You see how that puts your prospect at ease? People like to be in control of their own money. That's why I say, let the prospect close themselves. When I ask them how they want me to proceed, they invariably respond, let's move forward with the deal. Isn't that what you do when you have a problem you want addressed? Think about it. Say you hate your kitchen and have decided to upgrade it. This is your second interview with a potential contractor. You know how much the project will cost, how long it will take. You gave them a sketch of what the final project should look like, and you've seen pictures of their prior work or checked their references. If the contractor asks, what do you want me to do next? What do you invariably say? I'm sold, right? And what happens next? The follow-through. The contractor says, I'm looking forward to working with you. I'll send you a contract tomorrow. And I'll need the deposit by Friday if you want to keep to the schedule we discussed. It's the same with legal services. After the prospect says, let's do it, I explain what the next step is. I'm not at all concerned that my prospect is going to change their mind in the 24 hours it may take me to get an engagement letter out. Why am I so confident? Because they made up their own mind. I didn't pressure them. That prospect is sure they made a good decision, and they're just ready to get started. So what I'm saying is, there are two steps to a closing. The first is the verbal agreement to move forward. That step should be initiated by the prospect. Don't ask them to agree to a deal within the next 10 minutes or they won't get their free toaster. Just ask if they have what they need from you in order to make a decision. The second part of the closing is the follow-through. And that's the part of the closing that must be initiated by you. They've made the decision and asked you to be their lawyer. They know how much it will cost. You know what's expected of you. In other words, the scope of the engagement, the deliverables, the client's desired outcome. So there's been a meeting of the minds. Now you need to put that understanding in writing and ask them to sign to confirm that there was no disconnect in what they said and what you heard, and vice versa. And they need to pay you something up front so that they have skin in the game and stay committed to your deal for the duration of the project. So the tip of the month is, wait your turn. The prospect is responsible for the go, no-go decision, and you're responsible for the follow-through. I'm Siobhan, your sales how-to gal, and that's the tip of the month. If you didn't listen to last month's tip, don't be trigger happy. That's the one about not interrupting the close. You're going to want to do that now because these two tips really do go together. So just let your player keep running. Don't hit stop or pause. And last month's tip will start in just a few seconds.